Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first song we're going to sing is one of my favorite songs from The Home Place called It Is Written.
It is written, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
We're going to sing Yes, Yes, Mommy. This is a really good time to practice coming quickly to either Mommy or your Daddy when they call you. So parents, wave your child over during this song. Let them practice coming quickly to you. Last song is Trust and Obey. You can stand up during this one. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. As you learn the words, sing with us. Time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Did God warn Adam and Eve not to eat from one tree?
Yes.
He told them they can enjoy all the other fruit trees, but not to eat from just that one. Question 2. Can we really be happy when we disobey or do not trust Jesus?
No,
we can't really be happy. Question 3. Who should we always choose to listen to?
Jesus!
But you can also say Mommy and Daddy. If they love Jesus, they'll ask you to do good things too. Jesus makes precious jewels. Revelation 21:19.
The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones.
Jesus loves to make beautiful things. He made flowers and sunsets, and he even made some pretty rocks. Have you ever seen a beautiful rock? There are lots of different rocks in our world. Rocks are very important. They hold up the world. They make things strong. They also make the world very pretty. What do you see on this page?
Pretty rocks.
What do they look like?
That one looks blue, bumpy. That one's purple, and this one's orange, and that one's another yellow, and that one has yellow, and that one's pink, and that's a rock.
What do you think of these rocks?
Oh, Jesus.
These
ones are the prettiest.
Oh, they're so pretty. Do you know who made those rocks?
Jesus.
Jesus is so much more beautiful and strong than these pretty rocks. When Jesus built a special city in heaven, he put pretty rocks in the walls. Our Bible story book says he used precious stones or jewels. Jesus made many different kinds of beautiful jewels. One stone Jesus made was called jasper. It's very smooth and could be clear like glass. It could be lots of colors. Emerald is another stone Jesus made when he built that city. It's a beautiful green. He even put it in heaven's rainbow. Rubies are a wonderful red. Sapphire is another stone Jesus used to build the city. It's a beautiful blue. When Jesus built that special city, he gave it 12 foundations. He made it out of lots of beautiful gems. He wants you to be beautiful like him, with things like love, kindness, obedience, and sharing. Do you want to be like Jesus?
Yes.
It's memory verse time. Our scripture this week is Deuteronomy 27:10. Obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's have prayer. Let's fold our hands and then close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for the pretty rocks you give us. Help it remind us to be beautiful like you, with love and kindness and obedience. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The scripture song recording was used with permission from thehomeplace.org. You can order the full CD of scripture songs and little lessons from their website. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.